Sportsnet 650.
Bo's got a fractured foot. Seeing a specialist today. Should be out. We don't know a timeline for sure yet, but it's going to be multiple weeks. Up to 6 weeks.
Particularly Sutter out of the lineup at the moment, what sort of challenges do you have up the middle and in a shutdown role?
It's a big challenge, a big hole. Both those guys provide a lot to our team. Obviously with matchup lines, both of them play against top lines. And they're both good on faceoff, so it's a good opportunity for someone else on our team to step up and next in line.
The big challenge on replacing Bo is, do I get a puck distributor guy? Do I get somebody who's decent in the circle? Do I get a guy who's maybe has top six potential? I mean, what are you thinking in terms of that?
Are you applying for the job?
Yeah, I'm 47% in the circle. You've got Gagne, you've got Bermistroff, you've got some options there, Granlin. What goes into your thinking there, Travis? Because, you know, if you want to put Chaput right in, he's a pretty good guy to go in with Gaunce and Jake.
I don't think we're going to just replace Bo Horvat. Yeah. That, you know, teams deal with the injuries. We're going to have to deal with it. It's going to be a challenge, but it's also a great opportunity for other guys in the team. Bermi will go in tonight. Bermi's a good player. He's been waiting for a chance. I thought he played well at the start of the year. I thought he dipped. And I talked to him the other day. Just hang in there. You're going to get another opportunity. I didn't expect it to happen this way, but it's a good example of, you know, keeping your spirits high and working hard in practice and waiting for opportunity. And, you know, that's one example of a guy that's going to get it.
Clearer idea how long Brandon's
yeah. Nope. Still, I would say at least a week away.
You're accustomed as a coach, if you were as a player, to dealing with injuries.
Yeah.
Some you see, and it's obvious a guy is seriously hurt. That one was kind of weird because both stayed.
Yeah.
What was your sense of surprise when you discussed
it? I was surprised. I didn't think it was, I thought it was just a bruise. I think part of that as a coach, you hope that it's nothing serious. And in the heat of the game, he came back. And when you're coaching, you're just, whoever's there, you deal with it. You don't get into it. You don't have a lot of time to worry about it. And even after the game, when I came in, I still wasn't really up to speed. I just, in my mind, I didn't think it was something serious because I didn't even see the play happen. And I just felt like it was a bruise of some sort.
You also like what you've got when you've got Granlin and you've got Gaunce, Jake, what that line's able to do and the way Sam's been able to play.
Yeah.
You've got some symmetry there, so you've got something that you're comfortable with and then putting Bermi in.
Yeah, no, it's never good timing to lose, one of your best players up front. But, you know, the Granlin line has given us some confidence in playing a line when Sutz went out as a secondary matchup line. And they did a great job the other night, and they've been playing good hockey, and we're going to need them. And that's part of the NHL.
Especially a defensive zone. I mean, Bo was so good there. He's Sutter there. I mean,
hey, it's a big hole.
Challenge, yeah.
I'm not going to dwell on it. It is what it is, and you move on and you deal with it, and it's got a good challenge again tonight. Injuries are part of the game.
How much do you think it helps, though, that your team has dealt with a long list of injuries and, you know, this doesn't really come as a – I mean, he's a big part of your team, I get that. But,
yeah,
you know, there's sort of been that next man up, and you guys have been able to weather the storm, and this is just the latest?
That's it. You know, we're not sitting in our room we're not talking about it a lot. We're talking about who's playing tonight, how we're going to win the game, and that's kind of the way we deal with injuries. It's, who's playing in the game tonight that matters. We're not sitting here saying that we wish it didn't happen, but that's just part of it.
Losing Horvat's a big hole in your penalty kill, too, though. I mean, he's been a big player in that rotation. How do you deal with that?
Same way we deal with it on the power play and 5-on-5. He's a big... eats up a lot of big minutes for our team, much like Sutter, and we'll deal with it.
So Bermistroff's in, and you fill us in on who might be playing with Brock?
Nope.
Try.
Yeah.
Why
Well, they're good players. You know, I think Louis blended well with them. The power plays got some life. And I think when good players start to get production, makes them feel good and confident no matter how old you are, how long you've played in the league. You like to see production, especially players that are used to scoring. And I think they're feeling good about themselves.
You guys have a power play that's in the top half of the league, which is something that hasn't been here for a while. And I know it was talked about at the start of the season as an area that had to get better.
Yeah.
What does it do? You've been as a player and now as a coach. What does it do for a team knowing that you've got a power play that can be productive, and when it gets its opportunity, you know, there's a pretty good chance it's going to come through?
Yeah, it's been a big, big bonus here for the last, I don't know, it feels like it's been, I don't know when that game was, when we're in LA where we made the switch. It's given our team a spark, and we don't score easy. You know, we got to battle to score goals, and if you can score on the power play, it's a huge bonus, and especially for a team that doesn't score easy. That's been a big, big part of our game here as of late.
Flyers team coming in lost the 10, and then now they've won two in a row. Yeah. Have you noticed different about their team in the last couple of games?
You know, even when they lost the 10, I was surprised. They're a good team. They're well coached. They play an aggressive game. You know, I'd like to call it a game that's up to speed with the times in the NHL. You know, sometimes things just slide. I think that a lot of those losses were in overtime, I believe. And yeah, so again, you can say 10 losses, but you know, the five games in overtime, you know, they could have been 500. And when we played them in Philly, that was a hard game. That, like, I don't want to say we hung on. I know we won. We got some goals, but it was a hard game to win. And I was impressed with their team. They've come in here and beat Calgary. They've beat Edmonton, and it's gonna be a tough game tonight.
Do you think all the road games you played in November and whatever it was, 20 out of 24 nights away from at the end of the month? Do you think that was evident at times in your last two games? And if so, how long do you think it takes to be back home to kind of get over that?
I'm hoping we are now, but it's funny when. You know, players get tired when you're on the road 20 out of 24 days. I, you know, from the average fan that, you know, hey, you stay in nice hotels, you travel in nice planes, but it's until you play and you've gone through it, it's tiring when you're flying and you're getting to different cities and it's a grind. And that's, you know, but that is part of the NHL. And when teams are on the road 20 out of 24 days, there's a good chance you are going to have a little less energy. And I thought the Toronto game, I really thought the buzz got us going in the first period. You know, we had a lot of jump early, and Toronto turned up their game for sure. And the Carolina game, we came out a little bit flat. We were worried about it a little bit. I mean, I don't worry about things until they happen, for starters, but when you're on the road that long, it's a possibility. I love the way we responded in the second. We talked to the team, had a good talk after the first, and you know, we weren't going to win the game if we didn't turn it up and start skating. And I love the way we responded. We gave the team a break, mental break yesterday. Total optional whether you come to the rink or not, and that was strictly to, you know, get refocused, re-energized, and hopefully we've got more energy in our game tonight.
Travis Konecny doesn't play until the weekend. What's the plan for Demko? And how long do you expect?
He's strictly here for cap reasons. So, but it's also a good chance for Klutz to work with him.
Goaltender tonight?
Markey.
Can you suggest any storylines for us now that the shutout one is out of the way?
The what?
I'm looking for new storylines around Markstrom without the shutout.
I know. You guys will come up with something, I'm sure. All right, guys. Sportsnet 650.